In the early 90s, I started seeing America was headed in the wrong direction. Abortion, divorce, and homosexuality were all becoming accepted in the mainstream culture, and secular education was starting to become hostile to Christianity. I started listening to Rush Limbaugh, and I became convinced of two things. One, the media was liberal, and two, the Republican Party was the answer to America's problems. The first thing I was right about, the last thing I was dead wrong on. The Republican Party has been using conservative Christians for decades to further their own careers and further the overall agenda that they and the Democrats agree on. That's right, they're in on it. Have you ever noticed that when the Republicans are in the minority, they scream loud, put forth legislation we've been promised for years, and do the things that make us proud, when, of course, the legislation has no chance of passing and their antics and rhetoric make no difference, all so they can say, well, we tried. But when they have the majority, when they have the power, it's, we've got to get along with the Democrats. We've got to reach across the aisle. We've got to share power. And none of the things they promise us ever happen. Have you ever noticed it's always our politicians that flip? It's always our judges that betray us? It's always our guys that do the 180 and never the left's? Have you ever noticed when the Republicans are in power, it's a razor-thin majority, and only one or two senators need to side with the Democrats, which always seems to happen, and we can't get anything done except some tax cuts and minor deregulation. But the Democrats can have a one-seat majority, and they can ram their agenda through without any defections, and the Republicans can't stop it. Have you ever seen pictures of our guys yucking it up with the Democrats, even going on vacations together, and wonder, what's that all about? It's all a dog and pony show. It's just political theater. There aren't two teams, the Republicans and the Democrats. There's one team with two squads. The A squad are the Democrats, and the B squad, the Republicans. But make no mistake, they are on the same team, and they have the same agenda. They just serve different functions. The A squad, the Democrats, pushes the agenda through. And when everyone flips out, we vote the B squad, the Republicans, in, thinking they will reverse the craziness the Democrats just put into law. But all they do is stop the progress for now. Give us some tax cuts and a good economy, but they never reverse it. Think about it. Has anything ever been reversed? Let's consider abortion. The Democrats are the party of abortion, and the Republicans are the only hope of reversing it, right? Wrong. They are both for it, and I'll prove it. Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973. Richard Nixon had appointed four of the justices that decided that case. Three of his appointees voted for it. Since then, Gerald Ford, a Republican, has appointed one Supreme Court justice. Ronald Reagan, Republican, appointed four. George H.W. Bush, Republican, appointed two. Bill Clinton, Democrat, appointed two. George W. Bush, Republican, appointed two. Barack Obama, Democrat, appointed two, and Donald Trump, Republican, appointed three. The Republicans have appointed nine Supreme Court justices before Donald Trump since Roe v. Wade. If you add Donald Trump's, then that's 12 altogether, and Democrats have only appointed four. Add Nixon's four justices involved in the decision, and it's Republicans 16 Supreme Court justices and Democrats four. So tell me again, who's the party of abortion? Of course, we are told by the Republicans, we have to put moderates in or Democrats won't vote for them. The Senate decides, and we need Democrats to vote for them or they won't get confirmed. But when it's the other way around and a Democrat president is in office, Republicans say, we have to give the president what he wants. It's the president who appoints the Supreme Court justices. We are also told that Republicans can't ask their nominees their stance on Roe v. Wade. So we just really don't know. But Democrats can ask their nominees if they will uphold Roe v. Wade. Well, isn't that convenient? And so here we are, six supposed pro-life Republican presidents, the vast majority of Supreme Court nominees, and we can't overturn Roe v. Wade. In fact, right now, with Trump's appointees, it's supposed to be a pro-life court. So why hasn't it been overturned? If it were the other way around, the Democrats would have their issue before the Supreme Court the day after the judge that tips the balance was sworn in. Our guys? No hurry. In fact, I haven't heard anything about it. Have you? I came to this realization about the Republican Party during the Obama years and into the Trump years. In 2008, Barack Obama became president, and the Democrats took over both chambers of Congress. They gave us what is known as Obamacare. Nobody wanted it. Over 80% of the American people were firmly against it. The Republicans hooped and hollered, but were powerless to stop it. It went to the Supreme Court. We had high hopes for getting it struck down. But the deciding vote that kept it alive came from none other than John Roberts, Bush appointee. We were shocked. Then, in 2010, the Republicans promised us everything if we just gave them control of Congress. They gained the House. Oh, they would make passionate speeches about how they were going to stop Obama on this issue or that, but they just became a rubber stamp for him. In fact, over the next three elections, the Republicans kept promising us they would repeal Obamacare and stop the liberal agenda being pushed by Obama, and we gave them more and more control until they had a sizable majority in both houses, and they just kept rubber stamping whatever Obama gave them. And don't get me started on how they threw the 2012 election. Then came Donald Trump. He said if elected, he would repeal Obamacare. He tried three times to repeal it with a Republican-controlled Congress, only to be stopped by the very Republicans that promised us they would repeal it if we voted for them. The Republicans are part of the system, and they have been playing us for decades. So what do we do? Start a new, more conservative political party? Perhaps. But they will just become corrupt and part of the system as well. Eventually, they will become the new B-Squad. The problem isn't the Republican Party in and of itself. The Republican Party was started with noble intentions. It was an attempt to fix the system. The problem is the system itself. When you have a political system controlled solely by politicians, it will become so corrupt, it will eventually collapse from its own weight. That's because at the end of the day, politicians are for sale and only concerned about themselves. What we need is a monarch. That's right, a king or a queen to preserve our culture and the country. Someone who is above politics, who can do the right thing even if it's unpopular without fear of being thrown out of office. Someone who can keep the politicians in line, who can't be bought because it all belongs to them.